This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding. One man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan Emord.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
And Jonathan, thank you so much for covering for me last week while I was traveling back from New York City. I knew the show would be in capable and able hands between you and Cheryl and, of course, Norm. And great reports as always. Thank you, my friend.
Well, thanks, Robert. We were feeling very sorry for you standing in the TSA lines waiting to get on the plane.
Yeah, no, it could have been worse. I will say that. There are a lot of times where you go, oh, I can't believe this is happening. And occasionally, I don't know whether it's luck or fate or karma or whatever you call it, but sometimes you get through unscathed and I go, thank God. And so made it home and I'm glad to be with you, both of you. And Cheryl Chumley, welcome back as well. Thank you for being here.
Hey, always an honor. Thanks for having me.
Yep, and of course you can click the links to Cheryl Chumley at WorldNet Daily as well as Jonathan Emord right here in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Jonathan, real quick, before we officially begin, I saw this headline earlier today. I thought, you know what, this may be the only time that Jonathan Emord and Susan Sarandon agree. You know that far left Susan Sarandon, she's a big Bernie
supporter.
I sure
do.
Yeah,
yep.
She came out and said she believes Hillary Clinton will be indicted over the email scandal. I said, wow, we're all in agreement.
No question about it. I think that the probability of indictment is very high. You know, I've said that for some time now, Robert.
Yes.
But the thing that is adding to the fire in Hillary's house is the Inspector General's report from the State Department on the Secretaries of State and their email handling of email. That lays a very sound foundation for negligence on the part of Hillary Clinton and for, beyond that, intentional refusal to abide by the State Department's requirements for using safe channels for communication, official channels for communication. She even signed an order requiring those under her to use those safe channels while she was using all of her email and unsafe, unsecure channels. That shows negligence at a minimum, and it may, together with the testimony of Pagliano, which we don't know what it is, but the FBI is quite pleased, apparently,
mm-hmm.
with his testimony, it may well be enough to assure that she is indicted. And I suspect that an indictment is imminent, whether that means before the nominating convention or after. I do think it's imminent, and it's going to be profound. It's going to knock her right out of the race. She's going to lose any momentum she has. I know some 50% of the Democrats say they would vote for her even if indicted. I think that would change, actually. But the story that's not being reported upon or commented upon in the media is that some 50% of Democrats say they would not vote for Hillary Clinton if she were indicted. That's the profound thing. That will effectively knock her out of the running, and then it'll be an opportunity for either Bernie or Biden to pop in and run.
Mm. I think
honestly,
that's
numbered.
Bernie is holding on because I think he knows that. He senses that even though he won't go out and go guns a-blazing on that particular issue. But, you know, it's fascinating. And today I heard Hillary going after Trump. And one of the headlines I read, interestingly enough, was that Trump is a threat to the world order. Cheryl Chumley, that to me is an endorsement. I'm pleased to hear that.
Yeah, actually, I think Trump will take that as a high compliment, and he would probably use it during his campaign to his advantage. You know, for Hillary to take the higher ground on national security after Benghazi, after all her stumbles with overseas, you know, interactions is a joke. And I think even some of her supporters wish she wouldn't try and make that case, because Trump is not exactly a shy guy, and I don't think he's going to hesitate to pounce on her record as Secretary of State.
Yeah, and I think that the whole idea of treating foreign leaders with kid gloves instead of, you know, leading with strength and then negotiating into things, and again, that is seemingly a strong point of a Trump, is something when Obama was overseas saying the world leaders are nervous because Trump might get in. Again, another ringing endorsement as opposed to something that would be considered a negative for most people, I perceive.
Exactly. And, you know, Trump's rhetoric on the campaign trail has been just staunchly America first, whether he's talking about overseas dealings or he's talking about securing our borders, which is closely tied to national security. And he's making that link very successfully on the campaign trail. People who usually regarded immigration as a separate issue from overseas relations, diplomatic relations and so forth, they're now seeing that those two things are tied. And Trump is that's his big poll boost right there, the fact that he wants to crack down on border controls and the fact that he takes Russia, he takes China on already. Can you imagine in the White House, right, even if his rhetoric is half as fiery as what he's putting forth now, in the White House he's going to be way stronger than Obama and way stronger than what Hillary Clinton would be.
Well, and the leftist press is saying he's not presidential, he's not being presidential, he's not talking presidential. Yet at the same time, the people seem to be over that concept of you have to be a certain way in order for me to even consider you. Now, I find it rather interesting. At the same time, they'll acknowledge Hillary Clinton is a liar. And they'll say, well, no, I'll vote for the liar over the guy who's talking a little bit straight on this stuff.
Well, exactly. How is Hillary Clinton presidential unless you consider lying part of the job? You know, I think we've had presidential under Obama. He likes to play the diplomatic card all the time. If that's what leftists consider presidential, then America is really hurting right now. I think most Americans know that, and I think they're willing to trade off the polite talk for some actual tough action.
Yeah. Jonathan, again, the rules seemingly thrown out. What is acceptable, what is not, as the mainstream media flails about going, how do we stop this guy? I mean, he can't keep saying this and people still like him.
Well, he is a plain talking person. He's very direct and he is politically incorrect. He doesn't like the media. He told them so directly. The person of Trump is refreshing to the anti-establishment crowd, which is perhaps the largest segment of the activists in both parties are strongly anti-establishment. Hillary Clinton is the quintessential apologist for Barack Obama's last 8 years. And on the issue of foreign policy, Barack Obama's legacy and Clinton's legacy is the biggest, most disgraceful legacy in American history. It is one of apology for America. It is retreat for America. It's loss after loss after loss, humiliation after humiliation, from Syria to dealing with Putin to dealing with Iran. It is a deal that is the worst possible acceleration of nuclear ambition by an insane regime in Iran. It is a failure to stand up for America when American soldiers are forced to kneel down before the agents of the Ayatollah in Iran. It is a despicable abandonment of America by the very people who have been chosen to lead America. And Trump's foreign policy is the opposite. He insists on American interests first and foremost. He makes clear to foreign powers that if you wish to have a friend in the United States, you've got to show that you're going to put your money where your mouth is and you're going to put your loyalty and support for us, and then we will help you. We're not, he's, you know, interested. Trump wants to get rid of the Iran deal. He's not going to accept foreign powers that disgrace this country. And he is going to build a wall to protect the national borders. And he is going to prosecute those who are responsible for genocide, who come across our border, kill people, and then go across into asylum in Mexico. And so you've got a person in Donald Trump who is really, in many respects, a revival of American exceptionalism, in the sense that he wants to build a strong military, wants to build a strong economy, wants to have America's interests take primacy over any other country's interests, and has no interest whatsoever in establishing socialism and a European socialist regime in this country. So there's a huge contrast between what was the Obama regime, what Hillary Clinton is offering, and what Donald Trump would do. And I think any clear-minded person would have to conclude that carrying on the 8 years of misery and abandonment of American interests in the world is a recipe for further disaster, for greater insecurity for this nation, and for a higher probability that there's going to be a nuclear war, or that there's going to be the use of a nuclear weapon in the Middle East, or that there is going to be an invasion, an expansion of Putin's efforts in Eastern Europe. Only a strong president can rebut that. And as Cheryl said, of the options that we have, there's no question but that Trump is a stronger president than Hillary Clinton and far stronger than Barack Obama.
Hmm. Cheryl, in the packaging of Donald Trump, you have an article here in WorldNet Daily today about he's turning to Hollywood for convention help. What's that all about?
Oh, he was looking at Rahm Emanuel's brother, who I guess is this super agent in Hollywood. That was news to me. Hmm. But as part of his celebratory film that he wants to show of himself at the upcoming convention, he wants to reach out to Rahm Emanuel's brother and help cut the film. So it's just interesting when you look at Trump. You know, he's running in the Republican Party, but he has so many left-leaning friends that, you know, there is a case to be made for where his loyalty stands.
Yeah, it's interesting. And not that the Libertarian Party has gotten much traction over the years. They do have two former governors, I believe, running for president and vice president. We'll check in on that as well. We are liberty-minded here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Sacred Fire of Liberty, in fact, with Jonathan Ebor and Cheryl Chumley. Back to discuss more political healing, maybe some economic healing as well, after the break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it three times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people at my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Learn more about the FDA Dragon Slayer, Jonathan Emord, and all the books he's written, many of them, including The Rise of Tyranny, emord.com, E-M-O-R-D.com, and Cheryl Chumley, author of a number of books, including the latest one, The Devil in D.C., and she writes for WorldNet Daily, WND.com. You can go there. And right now, more, I guess, political healing, because it is that season, and it's fascinating to watch the battle line so-called drawn, and yet having the presumptive nominee, if they can call her that, Hillary Clinton, being on the precipice of indictment, and even those on the left saying, oh my gosh, you know, with the latest revelation, it looks pretty bad for her.
Well, it certainly is, Robert. I mean, the way this thing is going to likely unfold is that within a matter of weeks or months, but not very long from now, we are likely to see that the Attorney General will approve for a grand jury papers to, a grand jury proceeding to allow an indictment to proceed. Grand jury will vote out an indictment. There will be numerous charges brought for Espionage Act violations and possibly for public corruption. And Hillary Clinton will be facing a prospects of prosecution. Now, that will plummet her popularity, and it will force her. She will then negotiate with the Justice Department, and she will work feverishly, and there will be political pressure applied from the administration in her favor, no doubt. And there will likely be a compromise on charges, and it may be ugly in that she will not be given equal justice under law. She will likely be unable to escape the justice that she should receive. But in the whole process, she is going to look very, very bad. And her lies, her repeated statement that there was nothing to these charges, that she was fully cooperative, that she did nothing wrong, and that she never had classified information sent to her private server. All of these lies, which she has said hundreds of times by now, and that this was merely a security review, and that when it was concluded, she can't wait till it's concluded because it would vindicate her. All of this stuff is going to affect a percentage of Democrats very profoundly, and it's going to cause disillusionment among a very large number of others. And she is going to plummet. And I just think that she is like in a fantasy land. She's not really, I'm sure her campaign is petrified over this whole thing, and I'm sure that they anticipate this is going to come. And I'm sure they're contemplating how they're going to have to maneuver and negotiate a resolution as promptly as possible to this matter. And it'll be up to the Attorney General and the President and other Justice Department attorneys to decide how they're going to prosecute this and whether they're going to accept a plea deal. In the end, no doubt they'll accept a plea deal. But what will that mean? Will it mean fines? Will it mean imprisonment? Will it mean that she is placed on probation? And no matter what it means, it's not going to mean anything good for a presidency.
Right.
And I think it's going to knock her out of contention.
Cheryl, I got a kind of a curveball question for you because you know, I followed Gary Johnson as New Mexico governor. You like led the world in vetoes and did shrink government there. As a libertarian, they might be polling around 10-11%. In the past, they've theorized that the libertarians will pull more from the Republicans, but I've heard rumor that maybe they'd be pulling more from the Democrats this cycle. Do you have any sense of that?
Well, actually, what Jonathan said makes sense as far as Gary Johnson actually pulling some of those disenfranchised Democrats. Hillary Clinton, I do believe, is going to be the nominee, but I do think there are going to be a certain number of Democrats who are just so fed up with her lies, her ongoing dishonesty, which has been proven in the polls to drop her favor. So I do agree that I think Gary Johnson will be pulling more from the Democrats than Republicans. The reason why, even in the very liberal Massachusetts, you saw scores of voters coming out in that liberal state for Trump. There was just a spillover of all those people who could not even get into his venues where he was holding his rallies. And that tells me that even liberal voters are fed up with this nation, and they're looking for somebody with more vocal, strong rhetoric like Trump.
Okay. Well, again, it's a different perspective from previous election cycles in terms of what the libertarian poll might be in this election season. I'm fascinated to see where it goes. All right, we're going to take a break here coming up. Cheryl, you're welcome to stick around tonight. Norm's not going to be here, but I don't want to cut you off any plans you have. But we always love having you on with us, you know.
Thanks. I've got to go, though.
No problem. That's Cheryl Chumley. She's awesome. Read up on her at WorldNet Daily. Also, get her book, The Devil in D.C. Really great reading. Perspective that is much needed. All right, folks. Jonathan E. Morden and I will continue the sacred fire of liberty. After this break, check out the links in the show notes at robertscottbell.com.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
And here's a guy who never goes bad, Jonathan Emord, with me, the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour. And the idea, the concept of ownership of self, right? It's one thing when you're a baby, you know, obviously your parents caring for you till the age of majority, you can go out and take care of yourself. But at that point, do you really have control over your own body, your own life? The federal government says, no, not really, especially when it comes to your health, as they limit access to things that could save your life or prevent disease that you have done your own homework and investigations on that might be in opposition to what the FDA perceives or believes about those items or substances? And how about end-of-life care? Cancer stages where modern medicine, even in all of their trappings, says, we admit we don't have anything for you. What if you wanted to go to a Dr. Brzezinski and get the antenoplastins? And the FDA has repeatedly ruled, no, you can't. We don't approve of it. Yet there were clinical trials that were underway that the FDA halted. And one of the guys in the trials has, what was this, Jonathan? Did he sue the FDA over this? What happened here?
Well, this and many other instances like this establish the basic point that freedom is meaningless unless when you need it most, you can have it. Because in this situation, a young gentleman by the last name of Fashan had been diagnosed with a brainstem tumor, malignant, that was incurable, according to conventional means, and could not be successfully treated with radiation or chemo. So he applied for and was admitted by the FDA into Brzezinski's clinical trial with antineoplastins. And then, right after he began the treatments, the FDA abruptly announced that he had to be removed from the treatments because of an academic argument that they reclassified certain of the ingredients used to produce the drug as drug ingredients rather than their history, some 20 years of which was to recognize these other ingredients as aids in the manufacture of the ultimate drug, antineoplastins. So on this academic argument, they said, no, you may not continue to treat. That's unprecedented because ordinarily they would only shut down a clinical trial with terminally ill patients if the FDA were to find the treatment to be so dangerous that they couldn't allow the patients to continue. In this instance, that's not the case at all. They just created this argument. They've been interested in shutting Brzezinski down forever. And so Fashan contacted me, and he contacted a local lawyer who was just superb in Rhode Island. And the strategy that he implemented at our mutual recommendation was one that this local lawyer ably implemented in the district court there, which was to move for a temporary restraining order blocking FDA from removing him from the clinical trial. A brilliant judge, this district court judge was, he imposed the temporary restraining order, and he ruled that it violated the due process rights of Fashan because the agency had acted arbitrarily and capriciously in violation of the Administrative Procedure Act, but it also, without reasoned explanation, had denied him the right to continue using the experimental drug they had already approved for his use. And the agency, in embarrassment, then changed its tune and said, okay, well, we're going to call this, instead of a full clinical hold, we'll relabel it a limited hold and a partial hold, and we'll allow Fashan to continue to receive the treatment. So he's getting the treatments. But consider the grave injustice associated with forcing terminally ill people to fight battles against their own government to gain access to a drug that they want and that the company manufacturing it for experimental clinical use wants to give them. There should be no role to play whatsoever in that circumstance by the federal government. If an individual is terminally ill, wants access to an experimental drug, and the maker of the experimental drug provides fully informed consent to that patient and to any doctors that patient has, then that patient should have a right of access to it, and the government should have no opportunity to interfere with that. Because after all, it's our own bodies, it's our own lives, it's our own struggle with death, and we ought to be able to determine the terms and conditions acceptable to us when we're fighting a terminal illness. The federal government should have no role to play in second-guessing us and in taking away any hope that we have for survival. And that's what the FDA does. The FDA is the grim reaper.
Mm.
It comes in and it terminates life whenever it considers it wishes to do so, largely on arbitrary grounds. If you're politically connected, you might be able to get the drug that other people who are not politically connected can't get. It's a game of haves versus have-nots, with the federal government choosing who gets in and who doesn't, largely on political grounds. And it really is disgusting, and it should come to an end.
Jonathan, what is it with the agencies of the oligarchy, whether it be FDA in this case, or we could even go to police agencies like FBI or security agencies like TSA and say, what the heck is going on? Look at this story, which is almost an onion story. It's almost too ridiculous to believe, but a Somali man accused of leading mass executions and torturing people during the country's bloody civil war in the 1980s has been quietly working as a security guard at Dulles for the past 6 years while passing FBI and TSA checks. How does this happen?
This shows the utter incompetence of government. This is yet another, as if we needed another. I mean, we have so many examples of the incompetence of these agencies. Whether you're standing in a line interminably, and that's supposed to be safe. I mean, if a terrorist wants to kill a lot of people, he has to get on the plane first. He can blow you up in the line. And when it comes to vetting people, we know they aren't vetting people adequately. They've admitted it in testimony. But this example, here you are in the nation's capital, one of the two major international airports that feed in to Washington, D.C. You would think at a minimum they would have, in their own turf, be exercising a degree of care and concern and vigilance that would prevent people like this guy from getting into their security apparatus. But no, here they have a Somali who tortured and killed thousands of people, a notorious war criminal who is being prosecuted and charged for those war crimes. And the government of the United States, through the form of the Washington Metropolitan Transit Authority and the FBI and the TSA, allow this guy to be a security guard at Dulles International Airport right outside of Washington, D.C. Are we nuts? We would be so much better off if we had private operations conducting these security reviews. At least then they'd have a financial interest in protecting people. They would be paid based on the quality of their skill in ferreting out and punishing and preventing acts of terror through the airports or through other transportation systems. Instead, we've created this massive bloated bureaucracy with people in a large number of people, excessive number of people in supervisorial positions who are lazy and who are getting over six-figure salaries a year. And then we have all of these people who are not adequately vetted, who serve as the frontline defense against terror. And they can't spot people going through with weapons. They can't spot people known on the terrorist watch list. They can't spot any of the harms or risks. In the end, we're depending on the vigilance of the American people who are on these planes.
Yeah,
and that's a pretty good defense because we're pretty tough people. But it would be nice if we had some help. And the help would likely come from local law enforcement who have a vested interest in protecting their local communities and private security organizations that will use ever-inventive ways and constant innovation to ferret out and find those who are responsible for acts of terror and those who are posing a risk to other people.
Remember, in monopoly, there's complacency. There's no innovation. And when you have a monopoly on so-called security, you don't have a whole heck of a lot of incentive. And when, you know, the worst happens, who's liable when the government's doing this?
They've done comparative studies. In the first part of the TSA, in the authorization of TSA, conservatives were able to get a provision included that allowed for experiments in private security and comparative studies. And in virtually every case, the private firms are far more adept at spotting and reducing risks of terror than the government operations. And this was, over and over again, evidence has shown that. What do we do, though? Well, we allow the TSA to use part of its funding for lobbying local governments to exclude the private operations rather than allow their expansion, even when they're successful, and to create a monopoly for TSA. That's what happened. And now people are fed up with this system because of the lines and because of the constant drumbeat of reports of failures. And what we ought to do is, rather than spend billions and billions more on this failed system, we ought to chuck it in favor of local law enforcement and private security operations. Why not?
Well, practicality would demand that kind of innovation that would come from privatizing and the incentives that would go along with that. As you say, with bloated bureaucracies, with monopolies, with no competition, there's really no incentive. And I think the airlines might be partly to blame here, too, that they didn't want to take on the responsibility because of the money associated and the liability potentially, even though I think they would be doing it better because they have a much better vested interest than government workers that would normally be saying, would you like some fries with that?
Yeah, if they take on this responsibility directly, they, of course, would be able to advertise and promote that they are providing greater security than their competitors and so forth. It's a brilliant system competition. We ought to use it for once. Built this country. You know, yeah. Why not get back to it?
Imagine that. Jonathan E. Ward and I do, and we live it to the best of our ability. Check it out. Links are up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com, 866-939-2355. If you'd like to be part of the show, back to do some more Sacred Fire of Liberty after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivore as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, let's visit the zoo for a moment, even though it sounds like we've been talking about the zoo, the federal government, and their absolute proficiency in everything that they do. A big story going around about the gorilla that they, I don't know how they euthanize it. They shoot him? I didn't get the details of the story, but this Harambe, a little child evidently got into the place where the gorilla was, and pictures show this gorilla was very kind and treating him like it was his own or something. But at the same point in time, I want somebody to describe to me, unless you got a Dr. Doolittle out there that can talk with the animals, how are you going to go in there and get that child out safely, even if the gorilla was being nice to it at the moment? Do you value the gorilla's life over the
kid?
Listen,
it's all about whose version of this story you want to go with, because yeah. I've seen the video.
Okay.
And it was not like the gorilla was, like, you know, cuddling the child in his arms and singing him a lullaby. He was dragging that kid all around through and banging it into the walls and all that stuff. So, I mean,
so you hear all these different stories, right?
This child was injured and in the hospital. Yeah. I mean, he was getting thrown around like a rag doll.
Yeah. So, again, for those, we're not advocating shooting animals. That's not a great thing to do in this case. But at the point of, if you weigh out the life of a child or a gorilla, I guess a lot of people would say the gorilla. I don't understand that. I mean, you got a little baby that snuck in there. What do you do? You can't tranquilize a gorilla. It's not going to be fast enough. It gets hit with a dart. Suddenly, it goes violent. It goes ape, as they call it. But I don't know. It's interesting the way this is controversial.
Well, Robert, a full-grown silverback gorilla is an extraordinarily powerful animal. With its hand, it could crush the skull of that child in a fraction of a second just by squeezing and closing its hand, okay?
Right.
It drugged this child through that area where it was located, and it caused injury to the child. They had to decide what method could be used in that horrible situation to prevent the gorilla from killing the child, and they only had a few seconds.
Right.
If they used a tranquilizer, the gorilla could have responded by killing the child.
Exactly. That's what I thought, too.
And there would be a period of time during which the tranquilizer takes effect. And it's like 10 minutes with a huge silverback gorilla.
Yeah, it wouldn't be
so
instant.
That's not
exactly.
an option.
Yeah.
So the only thing that they could do is take out a carbine rifle and shoot it in the head.
Yeah.
And they had to be pretty good at shots, to tell you the truth, to get that to happen without shooting the kid. But it was their only option, and they were successful at it. It's a tragedy. Obviously, more effort needs to be undertaken to determine how to prevent this from happening again, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Further barricades need to be in place, whatever. And if the parents were negligent, that needs to be looked into. But I suspect in the end, as far as the zoo was concerned, they did the right thing. They had to stop the threat. Look, the story would have been quite a bit more horrific if instead of the footage about this child being brutally pulled about by this huge, enormous gorilla, we were watching the gorilla disassemble the child, crush its skull.
Right.
And then
yeah.
there would have been an outcry against the zoo for not acting the way it did act. It had a dilemma, had a rough choice. Was it going to take this endangered species and kill it, or was it going to allow that endangered species to carry on with this child? And they did the right thing.
Yeah, I believe so as well. And again, these are horrible circumstances, but there's just no way that you could say, how do we tranquilize a gorilla? I don't think there was an option there. So, Super Don, I appreciate your insight as well on that. And, there are other things that are...
Well, if you want to even go more into the bizarre in this gorilla story,
mm-hmm.
apparently the Black Lives Matter crowd has taken advantage of the killing of this gorilla, and they are actually suggesting that the gorilla fell under some sort of injustice of white privilege.
What?
Yes. I thought this was something from The Onion.
Yeah, that's
and
why
I read into it, and actually the Twitter sphere,
mm-hmm.
Actually there are people that are taking advantage of this and actually saying that basically the gorilla was taken from its homeland, put in captivity, and then killed to preserve white life, as if they're trying to draw an analogy there.
I don't know if I can say much more about that than that.
I'm not kidding
pretty,
on that.
Pretty
one,
rough. It's a ridiculous argument, but particularly ridiculous because the boy uh-huh. the gorilla had was black.
Yeah, they exactly. they didn't notice that, did they?
So, all in right. that case, gorillas' lives matter, not black lives matter.
Oh, my gosh. All right, Jonathan, thanks for being with us as always. We got lots more healing to go next hour. Special announcement about the movie Vax. We'll have it. The power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.